Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, my darlings. Y'all know how it's going down. Thunder and lightning crashing. Boom, 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 boom. We're going to get it on today, baby. Going to get it on. Going to get it in where it's going to fit in. Okay. Listen, it is January 26, 2023, 3 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Didn't I just say Eastern Standard? Well, Milo, did you not tell me the wrong time? Okay, y'all, let's try this again. 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. The hardest working team on the planet. They're based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And, of course, my honorary member in India. Come on, what's wrong? Y'all know life's been the same. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, D-U-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of GumbaRum, Natural Vanilla with the Gumba Gold and Natural Coconut with the Gumba Silver, darling. CEO and the founder of GumbaRum is Steve Gumba. I mean, he's still pushing that GumbaRum, and it's really delicious. I think I'm going to take a sip right now. Listen, Gizmo, bring me my drink, babe. Bring my drink. I know it ain't Friday. It's Thursday. I know what day it is. Just bring me the guy doggone drink. Okay. Listen, y'all. We're going to get into it. Oh, my God. I can barely get through this intro because I got something hot on the grill right now. Listen. Why y'all on Facebook? Use keywords. Here, see me when the page comes up. Give it a like and follow. I greatly appreciate it, my darling. Listen. Come on, engineer. What we going to do before we get into the music? Come on, engineer. Come on. Yes, my darling, your music is being heard all over the world. First up, right now, it's independent artist Peter Rose. I love this song, Brooklyn Baby. Listen, y'all, I'm thinking about this song, Brooklyn Baby. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the artist as well. And I was thinking about the song, Brooklyn Baby, because something, you know, it's always breaking news and everything come across your mobile devices. Well, let me tell y'all something. Brooklyn Baby is a song that's true to life. You know, individuals can relate to it. You know, because he's singing about his experiences of what happened with him and his little lady. He was dating, had a baby. But listen, let me tell y'all this real quick. This story came across just now. Let me tell you, this young lady was dating somebody online. She was dating somebody online. She decides she's going to meet up with him. This is the first time they're getting together. They meet up, right? So listen, as she comes into the restaurant, now this is the first time maybe Jean's seen him in person, first time. And she's coming into the restaurant, she tells the hostess who she's looking for, yada, 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 and the hostess gives her a funny look, and so the young lady knew, so I'm going to be wrong up in here. Well, the hostess led her right on over to the table where she was supposed to meet men. Now, y'all know what? The young lady is about 30 years old, young, very beautiful. She sees the gentleman. Well, y'all know what? The gentleman was in his late 60s, bald, and very overweight. So clearly he had lied to her. Y'all know what I'm saying. He had lied to her, telling her all kind of stuff. And she says it could have been her own father. So now listen, I ain't got time to go to the whole store. Oh, Lord, today. And he even was funny. He had some bad deal with stand-up. He had some strong spell. Had a strong body of, oh, Lord, today. Listen, y'all, listen, this doesn't happen to me. I know if you have dated online, this doesn't happen to you, too, at least one time. I was talking to this gentleman online, met him online and everything like that. We never met face-to-face, but this is what happened. Became friends with him. I called him Andy Candy because he seemed so sweet. Opened the telephone and texted and all like that. And again, I'm just going to drop his name. Andy Kent, I called him Andy Kent. Well, let me tell y'all something. The picture he had up on the site, I think this was back in the days of OK Cupid. I was up on Cupid. nice picture, pretty blonde hair, nice and slim. I said, oh, he's very attractive. Talked to that man for about a year, just phone calls and texting. So I says, okay, we're going to have a video date. Let me tell y'all something up in here. A video date. We set up a video date and everything. I'm at home relaxing. He calls in. And I look, I answered my little tab, and I looked. I'm like, I know this ain't Andy Candy. That ain't Andy Candy, because the person I was looking at on the video had ate all of the candy. That man was about 400 pounds. I say, Jesus Christ. You know, I was trying not to make any facial expressions. You know, how can you lie like that? Put up a picture like you weighed 150 pounds, and you show up 400 pounds. I say, Andy. I say, how in the world could you do something like that? Oh, he said, well, I was afraid that nobody would talk to me. And you weren't afraid, you got doggone right. Nobody was going to talk to you looking like Oink Oink and Piggly Wiggly and everything else. You done shopped at Piggly Wiggly. You done ate everything in the grocery store. And I'm calling you Andy Candy, not knowing that you done ate all the candy in the grocery store. You shows up on the video thing looking like you're 400 pounds. I said, Lord, today this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. So listen, let me get on to the music, my darlings. I got to put it on down. Now, that's the truth. That's the God heaven truth. The story online, the lady did. She showed up, and this man looked like Grandpa, and he had some bad B.O. Now, these some true story. Ain't nothing I made up. And Andy can't waste a whole year of my life thinking he was just fine, gorgeous. I thought he was going to look like Tom Cruise. Turned out he looked like McGill the Gorilla had ate all the bananas off the tree. I said, Lord, thank Jesus. So listen, the name of this song is Brooklyn Baby, independent artist Peter Rose. So, you know, Peter Rose putting it down real. Stuff be happening. People just don't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you all them bad experiences. But Peter Rose is true to life. He's just telling you in his song, this is Brooklyn Baby.
Thought it was love, but surely looking for
wasn't that long ago you see me out there f***ing up starlets. I was in the trap for real life, baby, f***ing apartment. You know n***s was getting money, you was under my comments. I had n***s, I told myself like you gon' love me regardless. Brooklyn baby, should've knew you had it rough in your projects. But I ain't care to say the best f*** come with some modest. I'm f***ing you crazy, but that night you said we ran out of condoms. I'm like, run out of condoms? I tried to look, but you ain't want me to find them. Usually my pull-out game heavy. Almost time to drop, I damn near pulled out a Chevy. And then I got you knocked, you like, what you gon' sell me? That's when I peeped the plot. Wouldn't tell me all these Brooklyn deli. I'm like, did me bad. Thought it was love, but shorty was looking for a bag. I knew it was up, that's why I just should have got the drive. I thought it was love, I never knew that you'd be a I told you my secrets, you try to use it as ammo. 20 locations, I'm talking views from the bando. Stuck in the matrix, that's why I should have got the drive. I thought it was love, I never knew that you'd be a yeah. When shit got bad, you try to rub it in. Tried to expose me, I'm like, come again. Got me for the 20, had to go replace it. Brooklyn baby, come up, gotta watch out for the wrong relation. Told the secrets cause you want it all. I'm trying not to get another charge. I knew my son was set before the sun was gone. Thought this was love, but Brooklyn don't know how to love it all. Just take it where you wanna take it. You won't have me running places. How my new to help when she the one you got replaced with. She the only one with sense to worry about who I got around. I've been getting money, I've been down before, but never stayed in. You a Brooklyn baby for real, you spend like every day there. I still let so you know that's why you want me. But I never let you gas me. I do better on my own. So if anybody asks me, I'm like, did me bad. Thought it was love, but shorty was looking for a bag. I knew it was up, that's why I just should have got the drive. I thought it was love, I never knew that you'd be a I told you my secrets, you try to use it as ammo. 20 locations, I'm talking views from the bando. Stuck in the matrix, that's why I should have got the drive. I thought it was love, I never knew that you'd be a
I'm like,
I love it. I love it. I love that song. This is Brooklyn Baby, Did Me Bad. Listen, people will do you bad. Y'all know it. And he tell the truth. Listen, let me tell you something. I love Peter Rose. I love the song Brooklyn Baby. I really do. It is hot fire and it is lit. And you know something? I was listening to it. He really reminds me of Spike Lee. I was like, he needs pick up where Spike Lee left off. I don't know what happened to Spike Lee. You know, Spike Lee had all those great movies, you know, African-American culture. Peter Rose, baby, listen, you could certainly do that. But this, especially this song, Brooklyn Baby, let me tell you something. That would be so lit, so dope. You know, we had that version of that song on film. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. And it doesn't have to be because, of course, it's expensive to do films. It could start small, one of those Sundance films. But listen, let me tell y'all, Peter Rose, St. Peter, is a multi-talented musician. St. Peter, also known as Peter Rose, celebrates the release of his recent single, Brooklyn Baby, Get Me Bad. In just about a month, the single produced by DJ Swanko amassed 3 million streams and continues to gain streams. And I can see, I love the song. Listen, y'all, straight off his upcoming project, Purple, which stands for Pin Up Realities Painting Life Experiences. Love it. Love it. So Brooklyn Baby is drawing well-deserved attention to the versatile artist. So Brooklyn Baby is a relatable record. It's a song about him going through a real situation with his child's mom. So he felt like a lot of fathers would relate to it. It's the untold story. We don't have to say in songs, but I choose to say it, right? So he shares, St. Peter shares that of the inspiration behind his latest release. And I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. It's hot, it's bad, it's smoking. While he may not have a great relationship with his son's mother, he now has a record that many can understand and appreciate. And in the song, Brooklyn Baby, the girl, he's saying that the girl didn't even want him to find the condoms. Y'all know how it go. Ladies, stop playing like y'all don't know. Didn't even want him to find, look what happened. You know what I'm saying? But look at this. The song is bad. It really is. And I'm telling you, he reminds me of Spike Lee. He can pick up where Spike Lee left off and film whichever direction he wants to go. I love it, Peter Rose. Love you, baby. Listen, hot stuff, hot stuff, hot stuff. I love it. And I put it out on Tumblr and as well as Twitter again. So listen, up next is independent artist Joey, the 15-year-old man. He's the man. I ain't got to worry. You hear me up in here. This boy, no, he bad with this saxophone. I am telling Jesus Christ, I wish I could play half that bad. I wish I could even pick up the saxophone. But you know what? Everybody got their gifts and talent. You know, and it's not out of jealousy. It's out of the love of how well he does it. You hear me what I'm saying up in here? So this one is I Ain't Gonna Worry. Y'all don't worry. Just relax. Don't worry. Friday is coming. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Y'all check this out. This is called I Ain't Gonna Worry. Don't y'all worry. Y'all relax. Let God handle everything. am telling you, that is just bad. How in the entire world, is he playing that saxophone like that? I am like, that is pure D talent. That is independent artist Joey Cavaliero. That's C-A-L-V-E-I-R-O. I am telling you, he plays that saxophone just as well as Frank Sinatra can sing. Do you hear me up in here? I'm like just blown away. 15 years old. Jesus Christ. My gosh. That is phenomenal. That's hot stuff. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I am telling you, but I get to come back later on today and listen to some more of this good old stuff up in here, and it's going to be going down, baby. It's the boss sauce on today on this Thursday, feeling like a Friday. I'm telling you, I might as well put on my little 3-inch heels, you know, my stilettos. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, I call them stilettos because the only time I walk in them is from the front door to the car, right? And they come off because I ain't walking in no 3-inch stilettos everywhere. Listen, you know what I do? When I get out the vehicle, I put the stilettos back on. I walk into the establishment, take the stilettos back on. See, ladies, you got to learn how to save your feet and your toes. You know what I mean? You got to learn how to carry 2 pairs of slippers. Listen, you have your stilettos, and me, you know, I have my slippers and my relaxation shoes because I'm not walking all over no establishment, no 3-inch stilettos. And see, listen, when it comes for photo taking time, you put them on. See, y'all got to know how to strike a pose in the pose shoes and then change. Do y'all do that? I hope you ladies do that. Because, listen, you don't want no crooked toes. You don't want no hammer toes. You don't want no toes looking up at you. Huh? You don't want your ankles messed up. I'm telling you, you have to save your body, ladies. I know some of y'all can walk in them 3-inch heels like professionals and all that, but I'm trying to tell you, you have to save your toes. All right? So, listen, don't be fancying all around the dance floor in 3-inch heels pretending to be so cute and all like that. You better save your toes, baby, because them toes going to be hammering all the way to the grave. Now, listen. I'm telling you what's God, heaven, truth. You do your strike, your pose, you know, in the photo. Uh-huh. You have your photo pose. You have on your pretty shoes. You take them things off when you get through, because I'm telling you, you will be aching, and them toes will be going crying, and dragging the ground up in here. So, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, but I'll be back later on to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.